Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official All Digital Radio app is here. That's right. The All Digital Radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels, all the time, on all of your mobile devices. Take All Digital Radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching All Digital Radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today. Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Happy birthday, Zip Allen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Zip. You're freaking rad, and you're the best podcaster ever. No offense, Brent. I'm glad you got your chocolate cake. Have a good radio show tonight.
I got chocolate cake again.
Yeah.
I made it. Sugar-free Pillsbury chocolate cake and sugar-free fudge icing, but to make it look like it wasn't just total crap because I'm diabetic, I'm not supposed to eat cake. I ground up some almonds and sprinkled them all over the top.
And how was it?
It's actually pretty good. Considering good. If you get the really good, like the good real, the 7-layer dark chocolate cakes you get at restaurants and shit for $14 a slice for dessert. I mean, it's not anywhere near comparable, but the $14 slice at the restaurant, I can eat like 2 bites of that bitch. You know, the sugar-free stuff, I just give me a big old hunk on the plate.
Well, good. So you enjoyed your cake.
I enjoyed my cake.
Well, that's important. You should enjoy your cake.
Yeah, you should.
So, that's all right. But it was a shitty day yesterday. It was rainy and stuff down here, and you know, it was kind of cold.
Blah, blah, blah.
You know, it was like 42 last night. It's going like, we could get below 40 tonight.
Blah, 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 blah.
Like we care. Where's
my sympathy?
You get none.
And where's my global warming, Al Gore? Where the hell is it? I know. You guys are in Massachusetts and New York. So how cold is it in New York, Slimbo?
Well, it was 15 an hour ago, but I think it's gone down. Oh, actually, I have to say it's gone up. It went up to 18, and it felt colder when I went outside.
Because our show started and the hot air's coming. That's why.
Well, that could be. But it is supposed to get at the end of the week down into the like minus 30 and minus 40 with the wind chill.
Wind chill, yeah.
Suck ass.
How's Massachusetts there, CB?
Well, we actually have 18 also. It's gone down a degree since we started chatting earlier when it was 19. But we're going to get down. Well, I don't know about the wind chill, but we're supposed to have a low of like minus 4 on Thursday, something like that.
Jesus.
We're going to get. Do you have snow yet, Slim?
We got that storm this past week that gave us about a foot, and we're supposed to get another storm. We had a couple of little inches here and there, lake effect crap.
Yeah.
We're supposed to get a storm tonight, which was originally a like 8 to 12 and has been knocked down to like 4 to 7. So I don't know.
That storm is coming to us. We'll have that on Tuesday. We're supposed to get somewhere around half a foot.
Well, I'm not going to be back in the 70s until Fridays and the 80s until next Monday. So, you know, I'm suffering. 60-some degree highs and 40 degrees lows. I mean, it's awful.
You know what?
Shut up!
Okay.
We don't care. Basically, is what we're saying.
As cold it is where you guys are, the Midwest is getting clobbered worse. You know, it's going to be minus 60-degree wind chill in Chicago. Good thing there's no gun crime in that city that bans firearms, though.
Yeah, but they're the murder capital of the country.
Yes. They are? Oh.
It'll slow it down.
Well, hey, at least at that temperature, you'll bleed out slower.
That's true.
Right?
Ice bandages.
If you want to be out shooting people, though, you got to be warm.
That's true. That's a good point.
So we do have this from Chicago. Yes, Dateline yesterday. Chicago police are reporting gunpoint robberies targeting people wearing pricey Canadian Goose jackets as temperatures plunge in the city. Over the past 2 weeks, police say there's been a spate of the thefts. I love it when writers want to put the word spate in there. Like, anybody still fucking uses that word anymore.
But they do know what it means.
Yeah. People wearing the luxury coats have been targeted and forced to give up the jackets. The coats cost upwards of $1,000 and are often
Jesus.
Seen on celebrities. Yeah, I don't even think they're all that nice. So, I mean, apparently they're quite warm. I just looked them up. I'm looking at them. The really nice red one that looks Canadian is sold out. Gee, I wonder why. But six people had their Canadian Goose coats stolen last week, and two more were targeted on Wednesday. Police say two men jumped from a Mercedes. Showed a gun and punched a 54-year-old man before forcibly taking his coat and wallet Wednesday. The same night, two men showed a gun to a 23-year-old man walking with a friend and demanded his Canadian Goose coat. Surveillance footage showed the man being robbed. No one has been arrested, and the coats, they retail from $500 to $1,200 according to this website.
Jesus.
But the most expensive coat on the site currently costs $1,695. So then why would they say in the sentence above that the coats retail from $500 to $1,200? No, they retail from $500 to $1,695. $1,695 for a coat?
That's a nice coat.
Yeah, I know. And Mayor Rahm Deadfish Emanuel, you know, I'm surprised he's not making the city of Chicago buy every homeless person one of these coats. If you're going to be out in the streets sleeping, you might as well stay warm.
Yeah, have a nice coat.
The jackets have been seen on rapper Drake and model Kate Upton.
Well, they get cold too, I guess. Especially if you're a model, you don't have any fat to keep you warm.
Kate Upton's a buxom girl. She's not real skinny.
Yeah, but I got a feeling. I got a feeling she doesn't have the insulation I have.
Come on, you're not fat.
I bet you I got more than her.
What do you weigh, 180 pounds or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, whoop the effing do. You know, I weigh 235. Slim weighs about 112.
155, come on.
Are you up to 55?
55, officially.
Weigh 55, oh. I'm not surprised.
Oh, 155 or 55?
155.
I'm proud of you. That's you've gained 16 pounds.
Yeah.
That's very good.
I'm doing good.
As tall as you are, I'm proud of you. I was starting to worry.
No, don't worry, don't worry.
Okay, I'm allowed to worry. You're my friend.
No. I'm good.
That's what friends do. We worry. We're paranoid assholes. That's why we're friends. So in Chicago, they're, you know, if you're going to be out shooting people and stuff, you got to be warm. You know, you got to have one of these Canadian goose coats. You got to have a good pair of gloves, and you got to take the trigger guard off so you can fire it without with the gloves on. You know, that trigger guard, you get a pair of big, thick gloves, you can't barely get your finger in there, you know? We can't have that. So I'm looking at one of these things here right now for $9.95. It's, you know, it's pretty effing boring. I think they're wearing it for the patch on the side or something.
Probably.
So, I don't know. F them. So anyway, if you're going to be cold, we all will know because you're all on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
I mean, how many posts today have you seen about people comparing how cold it is?
I was driving my daughter to Syracuse, so I wasn't paying attention.
Oh. Well, I figure I better not put on Facebook that it's going to be really cold here in Florida tonight. We might get into the 30s.
I think you should.
Nah, nobody cares.
That's true. But then you can get a bunch of nobody cares posts.
Yeah. Well, you know, on top of that, you know, the pool's being remodeled right now, too. So
you can't go swimming.
Yeah, I don't have my hot tub to get into to get warm.
Blah, it's a tough life.
Blah. I'm suffering. I am sorry. And it was my birthday yesterday, and it rained all day.
Blah, blah, blah. Nobody cares.
I feel
shut up.
I'm feeling the love.
Yeah, as well you should.
Oh, shit. Well, anyway, cold is dangerous, though. And especially if you climb mountains in a bikini. Because yes. you want to be popular on social media, which is the only reason anybody would climb mountains in a bikini. But this Taiwanese woman known as the bikini climber was on a mountain. I'm just going to try and where's the name of the mountain? I wanted to pronounce the mountain. I lost it. Oh, well. That was in here somewhere. Ah, central Taiwan's Yushan Mountain.
I didn't know Taiwan had mountains.
Gigi Wu. She was embarking on a 25-day hike when she stumbled 65 feet down a ravine off Yushan Mountain. Due to the impact of the fall, she sustained injuries to her leg and was unable to move. Despite her calls for help, no responders were able to get to her immediately because of the weather conditions. Yet Gigi Wu was in her bikini in cold weather. Guess what happened to Gigi Wu?
She didn't make it.
Nope, she was airlifted out 28 hours later, but pronounced dead. May her bikini rest in peace.
Yep.
Yeah, her cause of death hasn't been revealed, but I mean, it was obviously colder than a bitch. And
well, falling down 60 feet down the side of a mountain can't help.
Breaking your leg doesn't help either. But I mean, she does this shit to be popular on social media. Look at all these people that die because they want to be popular on social media. It happens all the time. These kids taking selfies at the edge of
cliffs.
No, the big hole in Arizona. Grand Canyon. That one.
That's a cliff.
Yeah, some kids were taking pictures on the edge of that last year and fell off.
Idiots.
Oh, look how close to the edge I am. Oh, look, look, look. Oh, look at the picture of my face as I'm falling 1,000 feet to my death.
I wish I was a little closer to that edge.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Cold is dangerous, but if you're going to be naked, if you got to be naked or near naked, do it in Florida.
Well, it's warmer okay. there, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at least when we're all complaining about how cold it is, it's like 43. You know, not minus 12. But a Pensacola woman, 38 years old, was arrested the other day after she dropped her pants, blocked traffic, and exposed herself at a Florida Waffle House.
She couldn't get waffles?
Well, I don't know. Judging by her mugshot, I'm thinking the dropping the pants and flashing her titties was to distract from her face. Not an attractive woman.
No.
I'm sorry, but she is not. Escambia County Sheriff's Office deputies responded to the Waffle House on Pensacola Boulevard in reference to a Baker Act, which basically means they might be crazy.
Might.
Well, Baker Act is how the cops can commit them for, I think, 72 hours, 48 or 72 hours to get them examined to see if they're wackadoodles. The Waffle House employee stated in the report when he came to work on Monday, Freedom Rider.
Freedom, is that her name?
That's her name, Freedom Rider Zobrist.
Okay.
That's her freaking name.
No wonder she's nuts.
Yeah.
Somebody named her kid that?
Yeah. Do you think her parents were hippies?
No.
She's born 38 years ago, so that would have been 1970, right? No, it's 1980.
Want to be hippies.
Yeah, maybe her parents were like a little too young to be hippies, and they just thought they'd pass it on. Freedom Rider Zobrist. Zobrist, a great baseball player for the Cubs. Formerly,
hopefully it's not any relationship.
No. The employee contacted police after she continued causing problems and eventually ran from the location, leaving all her clothes behind.
Oops, forgot my clothes.
The employee, being a good citizen, stated he didn't want to throw her belongings away and decided to move them to the back of the establishment so that she could retrieve them without interrupting anyone. She later returned to the Waffle House and was sitting at the back door. They asked her to leave the property. She became verbally abusive, cussing and threatening them. And she advised the employee she was going to retrieve a firearm and shoot him in the face and all of his employees and everyone in the store. Then she walked out in the middle of the parking lot, pulled down her pants, exposed her sexual organs, and started dancing around the parking lot.
Yeah. I wonder if she was doing the chicken dance.
Well, maybe she's a Stormy Daniels disciple.
It could be. Do they have a poll out there?
I'm not sure if anybody would want to get their poll anywhere near this one.
No, I understand that, but there could have been like a lamppost out there or something. She could have used that.
Well, she approached the employee instead of shooting him. While her pants were still down and her sexual organs still exposed, she attempted to grab his genitals. he attempted to prevent her from grabbing his genitals, and she leaned forward and licked him on both sides of his face. She was again asked to leave the premises, but instead poked the employee in the chest with her finger.
Please don't lick my face.
A witness stated in the report that he was in his vehicle trying to leave the parking lot. She blocked him in and started dancing naked in front of his vehicle. Apparently, this woman was lewd and lascivious for quite a while. She did some genital grabbing, some car stopping, some face licking, some threats, some poking. I mean, hell, we do all that. We're on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brings a whole new meaning to the term poke zip.
Yeah, we don't have to go anywhere. Yeah, this bitch better not poke me. Oh, God, no. I don't want no parts of her parts. ECSO deputies arrested her for lewd indecent exposure of sexual organs, two counts, and a bond of $1,000 per count, disorderly conduct with a bond of $1,000, battery for the poke for $1,000 bond, and assault. Yeah, I guess the assault was the licking. Another $1,000 bond, total bond of $5,000, which means she's got to come up with, what, $50? No, $500 to get out. So apparently she's dancing naked in the county jail right now. Because I'm pretty sure she don't have $500.
My guess is you're probably right.
Anybody want to take that bet? No?
No. I agree with you.
Oh, God. Well, being naked in a Florida Waffle House may get you arrested.
Or be considered normal, one or the other.
Well, it is Florida.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But walking in this state could get you killed.
That's not nice.
Apparently, you're risking your life in Florida. It's the deadliest state for pedestrians.
I believe it.
Walking is hazardous to your health in Florida. The risk of fatality on foot is significantly higher than any other state. 9 of the 20 deadliest U.S. cities for pedestrians are in Florida, with Orlando is the least safe, and Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach metropolis ranked 14th. So apparently we're between 1 and 14. So we have 9 of the top 14, not really 9 of the top 20. Oh, my God. Florida.
That's a problem.
Which was built for speed.
Yeah. But old people live there. There's no speed.
The Miami Herald wrote this. So I don't know what the hell they're thinking of. Retained its distinction as a place where a person who is walking is most likely to be struck and killed by a driver. See, I was going to ask you guys if Florida is this high because of cell phones or just because it's old people.
My guess is old people.
Old people.
I'm thinking I drive down here every day. And I'm thinking maybe it's just because of the drivers.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I don't think any cars are sold in this state with turn signals attached.
It might be an option.
Yeah, it's when I ordered my Audi, they had to go to Texas to get it. And when it came in, I was pleasantly surprised it actually had turn signals on it.
But so do you use them?
Yeah, of course I use them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm worried because down here the...
Does anybody know what they mean if you use them?
That's debatable. But there's no car inspections in this state. So there's all kinds of total pieces of shit running around on the road. And I don't want one of those total pieces of shit, which probably isn't insured, running into my car, which they couldn't afford to hit if their life depended on it.
Do you have to have insurance in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. Just doesn't people mean, don't. Doesn't mean they watch, do. Well, no, I understand.
If you watch live PD, you would know very few do. Slim, what is the standard traffic stop in on live PD? You know, right?
What was the question? What is
the standard traffic stop on live PD? What circumstances are there?
Drugs.
There's always drugs.
Always guns.
There's often guns. And there's very rarely a valid driver's license, registration, or insurance.
That is definitely true.
That's what I told you. You guys tell me to go up to Newport Richey and drive around in my car and try and get pulled over.
Yeah.
It's like, no. What are they going to do to me? There's no drugs.
Put you on TV.
I have a license for my firearm. I know to immediately tell the cop I have the firearm. So, I mean, I could get pulled out and handcuffed for a minute while he searches my car.
That'd be exciting.
But then once he finds out I have a valid license, insurance, registration, and concealed weapon carry, he's going to go, get the F out of here. We gotta go pick up some more meth heads. What the hell are you even doing in Newport, Richey? Trying to get on live PD for the radio show.
Yeah, does any you watch, since you watch live PD, does anybody say that you, they're there because?
No, but a lot of people get, they realize it and they do, you know, say some shout out. Some get pissed, but I've never seen one that says they're there for live PD.
Oh, I have.
I wonder if they have to get permission.
I've seen people pretend that they have a real crime and they just called them so they could get on live PD. Cause like they saw the cop on live PD was like, had a traffic stop, like 3 blocks from their house. So they call and report a suspicious person possibly in their backyard. And the cops show up and they walk in through the house to go out in the backyard and look. And of course, live PD is blaring from the TV and the family's mugging for the cameras. Hi Sticks. We love you Sticks. You know, he's a Tulsa police guy who commentates. If you don't watch the show, and if you don't watch the show, watch the show.
No,
it's the best show on TV since Game of Thrones. And I'm telling you, if they threw some boobs and dragons into live PD, it would be the best television show in the history of TV.
I'm sure some of those meth heads see dragons.
That's quite possibly. And every time there are boobs, they have to blur them out. So there are boobs occasionally, but you don't get to see them.
Why it's not? Actually about a 20 to 30 minute delay on the feed. It's actually, they're not 100% live. I thought it was only like 30 seconds to a minute, like most everything else. But I have read and found out it is about a 20 to 30 because they bleep out the swear words.
They have to bleep like crazy.
Yeah. So that's definitely a quite a bit of a delay. They probably start the show at filming, you know, a half an hour before it actually goes live at 9 o'clock.
Well, they have to wait for all the drug heads to get up.
Well, that too.
If you had live PD during the day, there'd be nothing.
I hate when they go to Salinas, California, right at the top of the show because it's still daylight out there and people aren't really that ripped yet.
No.
You know, and Salinas, California is kind of turning into the Hispanic version of Nye County, Nevada. Okay, Nye County, Nevada, well, they got Hispanics too, but I mean, Salinas is like everybody is of Latino descent. They sound like they have these big crimes and everything, but nothing ever really happens. You know, the first time they went to Salinas, Dan Abrams, the host, he's all excited. We've got a bank robbery in progress. Salinas, California. We have cameras and officers rushing to the scene right now, and they're following it in. They get there, and they're jumping out, and they've got their shotgun and their beanbag gun and their ARs, and there's like 8 cops with pistols aimed at the back door. After 15 minutes, you found out, no, the bank robbers have been gone for 15 freaking minutes. And you're making everybody in the place walk out with their hands up and frisking them. You know, like, What was that movie where the robbers tried to sneak out with the customers? I don't know. Was it Dog Day Afternoon? No, that was the one where they just got shot. I don't know. There was, everybody's seen a movie where they do that.
Denzel Washington was the cop.
These cops watch too many of those effing movies. Speaking of Denzel Washington, have you guys seen? What's his movie called?
The Equalizer? That's the latest one.
Equalizer 2.
Yes, I saw The Equalizer.
That just came out, right? So I'm thinking, okay, well, I want to see this Equalizer 2 thing. It looks like a what's the Keanu Reeves one where he shoots everybody?
John Wick?
John Wick, yeah.
John Wick 3 is coming out.
Yeah. Okay, which is just like a friggin' total cartoon. You know, I mean, yeah, everybody shoots, you know, 114 people in an hour and 40 minute movie. But The Equalizer is like Denzel Washington's version of John Wick. But it's, you know, it's a little understated compared to John Wick. But I'm thinking, okay, I like Denzel a lot. I want to see this movie, but I've never seen the first Equalizer. So I go on Prime or Netflix or one of them and stuff, and I'm looking for it, and I find the movie. $3.99. I'm like, this friggin' movie was free a month ago. Yeah, but now Equalizer 2's out, so we know you're going to want to see Equalizer 1, so we're going to charge your ass.
Extra. What do you care? You own Netflix stock.
Yeah.
You should be saying, smart people.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, except for it was me.
Yeah.
You know. And Netflix today is down $2.39.
Yeah, but that's what? Half a...
It's up to $3.36, which is... Yeah. It's up a lot lately. But the one that bummed me out was Amazon was down $33. Yeah, I want Amazon to get back up to $2,100.
Good luck.
Well, you know, if Jeff Bezos would get his rocket ships going and quit fucking with Trump, he'd be fine. You know, everybody's worried about Bezos and his divorce and stuff. His divorce doesn't have nothing to do with the company. You know, the only thing that's slowing down the company is investors are paranoid that he's fucked with Trump so much that the new attorney general is going to go into the antitrust thing. And I'm telling you right now, investors, Google and Facebook are the two you need to worry about, because they're the ones with the monopolies. Apple doesn't have a monopoly. Microsoft's closer than Apple, but they're not like Google or Facebook. Facebook, you guys read Facebook's, like, half the accounts on Facebook are deemed fake.
I've seen that, and a lot of that is, I don't think it's half, but it's a very high number, and it's because of people that we know personally that have 5 and 6 profiles because they're repeat offenders of violating Facebook's terms of service, so they get
they play Farmville and they just want to give gifts to themselves.
Yes. Yes.
I remember that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We were doing that Farmville Ranch show. We had people in the shop box all the time. I have 8 accounts. I have 9.
See, I don't think Facebook should actually worry about what their true user count is. It should be based across what is their daily login, or, you know, the 30-day average, how many people logged in, how many people used the service in that.
Oh, that actually makes sense.
Or a 24-hour, do a, you know, a 24-hour, a 7-day, and they use a 28-day cycle in their insights, Facebook does. So measure it in terms of that, and you'd get better numbers.
Yeah, but the numbers are bigger for number of accounts.
I know, but I mean...
Well, that's why they use it, because it sounds better.
But at this point in time, because they're trying to distinguish between fake and what's not fake on Facebook, and they've got a whole bunch of new stuff that's coming out, which I won't bore anybody on this show, but Facebook is... There's a whole... They're revamping everything. And fake news is going to be totally going to be going bye-bye, and things are going to disappear into the news feed with algorithm changes. And trust me, it Facebook's cleaning up its act. And at this point in time, the amount of accounts is really not as important as the true number of real accounts. And that's the amount of people that are logging in on a daily basis. If only 54 million people are logging in on a daily basis, or over a 28-day period, it's 54 million, that's really all the active accounts you have. It doesn't matter if you've got 1 billion accounts. If only 54 million people are logging in across a 28-day period, that's your active user base.
Well, the antitrust situation is going to be coming up. I mean, Google is supposed to be a search engine and have other products, but basically what they are now is they are a news source. And as a news source, they are supposed to come under certain laws and scrutiny, and they don't. And, you know, it's bad enough you've got PMS, NBC, and CNN who don't even give a flying flip what the hell the truth is about anything anymore. If it's anti-Trump, they put it on. Well, Google's the same friggin' way. All these people are all upset that Kankles lost 738 days ago.
Yay.
And, well, she wasn't president 738 days ago. She lost longer than that.
Yay.
But, sorry. You know, and hey, on this Florida thing, I got down to the numbers here at the bottom. There were 5,433 pedestrian deaths in the 10-year span. So 543 people a year are killed.
That's a person and a half a day.
Pedestrians. Yeah. It's 2.73 per 100,000 people. And on the pedestrian danger index, which, you know, I'm sure we're all familiar with that.
The PDI.
The PDI. is 182. The national figure is 155, or a PDI of 55. National figure is 1.55 annual deaths per 100,000 and a PDI of 55. So we're over three times the national average. Texas is 111, California 68, Ohio 39, New York 24, and the safest state is Vermont, 13.8.
That's because nobody lives there.
I think it's just because our weather's nice. There's more people out walking around.
In Vermont?
No, in Florida.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot more targets in Florida.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That works.
California is still only a hair above the national average, though. And they have generally good weather in most of the state. So why would California be so much lower than Florida?
I don't know, because everybody drives in California, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Kamala Harris, please tell us. You know everything. I saw your rally yesterday. You're a genius. It's obvious. Kamala Harris, our next president of the United States.
Hey, stranger things have happened.
I'm sorry. I couldn't talk for a minute there. Tongue was planted in my cheek.
I'm supposed to be the next president.
That's true.
Slim is running for president. What's the name of your committee?
I don't remember. I'd have to look it up.
DJ Slim for president committee?
I think it was just Brent Nietzel for president. I think that was all we did.
Oh, you're using your real name?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm official. This is the real deal. I'm on ballotpedia.org and the whole nine yards. I'm like number 474. I think there's 483 of us now that are running for office.
483?
I think. Hold on. Give me a second.
I want you to finish in the top 10%.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. Never even make that. I'm never going to happen.
Where's your campaign committee? I got $30 laying around doing nothing.
No, don't put any money in any campaign.
No, yeah, let's make them have to report it.
No, please, let's not.
That'd be awesome. Hey, happy campaign. Here's your tax forms.
How much do you have to raise to have to report it?
5,000.
5,000?
Raise 5,000 or have 5,000 in expenditures. And then you have to report it, and you do have to officially file with the FEC.
Oh. I have
5,000 is a lot of money just to fuck with you.
I know, but there's a GoFundMe in our future.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the problem with that. I don't know. That was one of the things I was thinking about, because I was going to kind of take that to a social media aspect of it with a GoFundMe. But is a government official or a campaign allowed to receive money out of a GoFundMe? I don't know if they are, because look at the whole border wall situation. That GoFundMe wasn't allowed to give the money to
you. If you're a liberal.
But I don't need
GoFundMe for everything.
I don't want to go to jail. I'm just. So, I mean, is a GoFundMe allowed to? I don't know. Because I was thinking about that the other day, and believe me, that'd be cool, but I don't need to go to jail because I did a GoFundMe and threw it in a campaign account and went and bought fucking buttons and handed them out all over Broome County. So, we got to look that up. We have to check into that. CB, you know the laws, so, and you do too.
I don't know that much about that.
There's 483, 148 Democrats, 66 Republicans, 18 Libertarians, 11 Green candidates, and then another handful of undeclareds, unaffiliated, and write-in. Oh, communist.
I can't run for anything.
We do have an official Communist Party. Hold on. Make sure I do the right person. Phil Swift is running for the Communist Party. Let me see if there's any other interesting parties. No, we have a Jewish Christian National, which I'm not saying. It's just an odd one.
Party name, yeah.
Yeah. We have someone under the Yes Party. Shane Lance Rogers is running under the Yes Party.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do they say yes to? Everything?
I don't know. The Commandments Party. We have somebody under the. Commandments Party. I apologize. Herman Yoder. The American Yoder. Independent Party. HTP, whatever that is.
That looks to be about the extent of it. Human Rights Party. I was looking to see if I could make the Weed Party. That's what I was going to run under, was the Weed Party. But
I'm sure there is one.
Well, there isn't. There wasn't one in that I could find. That I would have had to. That would have was a whole other bunch of bullshit to create your own party. I wasn't going to create a Weed Party. I'm not really.
You have children. You don't want to be associated with that.
It's going to be legal everywhere. Cuomo's going to legalize it. GRN. I was watching we have
a health report on weed coming up.
Okay, let's go. Go ahead. I'm done with the parties. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just saying. I can't run because I'm like Jim. Jim and I are not exactly aligned politically, but we agree on a lot of things because we both have libertarian bent. Him maybe maybe a touch to the left of center. I'm a touch to the right of center, but we're still basically libertarian. We just basically want the government to fuck off and leave us alone. But like my positions on things are just too moderate and too common sense. I could never get elected under either major party.
Well, then I'm in big trouble because I had nominated you as my vice president.
Well, you're screwed.
Fuck. CB, you're in. That was tough. CB, you're in.
Okay.
I'm in what?
You're my vice president.
No.
Until they find out
he voted. Oh, you want it? What job did you want?
They find out he voted for the Green Party in 2016. They'll love him.
I want it to be Sarah Huckabee.
Okay.
Press secretary.
Yeah, that's
no,
right.
Press secretary.
You want to be the press secretary.
So you're going to grow boobs and get chubby?
No, I just wanted to be press secretary.
Oh, okay.
I want to tell people who ask leading questions. I want to tell them to fuck off. I just want to go, fuck off.
And I'm hiring Locke as the official White House chef. He's going to be the official, but he doesn't have to do anything. He's just going to get a big.
No. No, because immediately upon assuming the role, he will get 12 hot oiled up interns, and he'll never get any fucking work done. He'll be under the table all the time.
They got to get
he'll be down in the White House gym getting hot and sweaty and stanky.
That's all right. Wait. Listen. What? Listen. I like Locke. He's my buddy. As long as the food is good, I don't care what he's doing. As long as.
Oh, yeah. He's got apps on his phone. He'll just order in.
Do your job.
As long as the food is good, I don't care. He's hired.
My favorite Huckabee Sanders meme up on my computer. It's her pointing out to somebody, some reporter in the office. In the press room and says, did you need your ass handed to you also? She's awesome. She is awesome.
Now, CB, is my press secretary, you going to be an asshole?
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you. That's what I want. You throw people out. You revoke all the press credentials you want.
No, they're going to be very short press conferences.
Great.
But I'll have lots of them.
Right. As soon as Jim Acosta stands up to ask a question and stuff,
shut up,
he'll let him get half his question out and go, okay, next stupid question. You over there?
No, it'll be like basically I'll call a press conference like every hour.
Oh, I think.
Oh, just you won't let him enjoy their after work cocktails.
No, absolutely not. Come on, we're gonna have a press conference. Never mind, and then call him back an hour and a half later.
Yeah,
or they all come running in,
or you walk over to the old Ebbets Grill where they're all trying to get in there and get a seat and be seen, and hold a gaggle outside. And they'll have to come outside in the cold weather and stuff with their wine in their hand. And oh my God, that son of a bitch in CB is holding another press conference.
Yep, just stand up on my soapbox out in the cold.
Yeah, you can see the old executive office building from there, I think.
Locke already picked his job in our official Facebook message for Brent. Yeah, I'm sorry. Locke wants to be the Secretary of the Interior.
Yeah, we know which interior he wants to be.
Yes.
Can't say I blame him on that one.
All right. So he's that's what does Alan wanted.
We'll give him that one. Good choice, Locke. Good choice.
Oh, Alan's going after your job. He says he wants to have the role of the he wants to have the role of the intern who takes Jim Acosta's microphone away. So that's not actually the press secretary, but that's the job Alan wants.
Oh, but he could be the guy who stands along the wall and rushes out and slaps Jim Acosta. There's a place for Alan. There's got to be a place for Alan in the Brent Natzel administration.
We'll get him in there.
Okay,
he's in. Hey,
Even if he just, you know, even if he just does his Mr. Garrison impersonation all day, I don't care.
Oh yeah, he's in.
It's not an impersonation.
Oh yeah, that's true. Never mind. Let's see. Oh, this isn't Florida.
What else is new?
No, this is not Florida. This is not Florida.
No, this is not Florida.
That's why it comes as a shock. Something weird happened in another state.
It's actually Texas.
This is in two states, Colorado and Utah.
Okay, it's not. Yeah, it's not Pennsylvania.
Apparently, yeah, there's this 27-year-old man. What the hell is his name?
I don't know.
Cleary.
I don't have the article open.
Christopher Wayne Cleary.
Oh, okay.
27 years old. Apparently, has never seen the movie Full Metal Jacket. Because if he'd seen the movie Full Metal Jacket, he would have seen the drill sergeant, Ermy.
Arlie
Ermy. I love him. He did. Yep. He died not too long ago, right?
Yeah. You know, he's buried in Arlington National Cemetery.
Well, he was a real soldier.
Well, no, I understand that, but only very special soldiers get buried there now because it's almost full. And he was not an officer. He was just a gunnery sergeant.
Yes. So
where does everybody else get buried then?
Wherever they get buried.
Wherever they get buried. Yeah. But
My father was a lieutenant in the Navy. He's buried down the Cape.
See, I thought that was the big thing, that they all got buried there.
No. Because it's, got to realize, Arlington National Cemetery was established after the Civil War.
Civil War.
Yeah, and there's not enough space to bury every lost American soldier.
In that
anyway.
classic movie, Full Metal Jacket. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it.
Oh yeah.
Arlie Ermy is the drill sergeant. It teaches the young Marine recruits that the thing across their shoulder is their rifle. The thing between their legs is their gun. And he has them marching around the barracks in their underwear, chanting, "This is my rifle. This is my gun. This is for fighting. This is for fun." He drills it into them. They learn the difference between what a rifle is and what a gun is. Apparently, this young man, Christopher Wayne Cleary, has never seen the movie because he doesn't get it. He griped on social media about being a 27-year-old virgin, and then he was arrested in Utah after allegedly threatening to kill as many girls as I can see. He doesn't know the difference between a rifle and his gun. He says, "All I wanted was a girlfriend. Not 1,000. Not a bunch of hoes. I've never had a girlfriend before, and I'm still a virgin. This is why I'm planning on shooting up a public place soon and being the next mass shooter, because I'm ready to die, and all the girls that turn me down is going to make it right by killing as many girls as I see."
That'll get him a date.
Yeah, that's not going to get you laid, kid. Well, it might get you laid in prison, but it ain't going to be the way you were thinking about it, baby. You know, you ain't going to be a top. Let me tell you that. You're going to be a bottom, punk. His threats coincided the same weekend as the National Women's Marches, including one in Provo and Salt Lake City. That's the Pussy Hat Brigade, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, none of them are armed.
Well, none of them are going to fuck them either.
Yeah.
You have a gun? Oh, go away! And stop molesting my hat. It's not a real pussy. He was tracked to Provo, where he's staying in an Airbnb rental. God, those Airbnb people, they're dangerous. They rent to anybody.
Hey. One of our esteemed colleagues is an Airbnb rental.
Yes, I know. Down in Tennessee.
All right.
Yeah, but she's not a loony.
No, not at all. But I'm just making sure.
She's a good mom and a talented musician.
Yes. Yes. Very much so.
Well, I mean, you and I saw this the other week, the Turo ad.
This is a show, so we had to throw that in.
Yeah. Well, you remember we were talking about the Turo ad for renting your car to someone.
Yes.
Who the hell would do that?
This is one of the things that Jim and I were discussing when we were watching football, and there's only two games on. There's only so much you could say in the blowout games. So we were talking about,
it's Turo, I think. T-U-R-O.
Yeah. And Turo is basically an app where you rent your car.
Yeah. Like if you came up here, you Slim, you could rent my car.
You could become Hertz. Okay. Or your Alamo, or your, what's one I use all the time? The same company owns all of them. It's not Hertz or Alamo. What's the other one?
National?
No. Although I like National's commercials because they got putty in them. But anyway, you basically rent your car. I looked up how much I could rent my car for a day. Okay, and I have a pretty nice car. And I could get $150 a day to rent my car. I don't want $150 a day bad enough to let some asshole ride around in my car.
You and me both.
I really don't. But, you know, some people think this is a good idea. I think the car rental companies are going to put a stop to this pretty soon, because car rental companies have to have all kinds of hoops they jump through to rent cars. You know, there's all kinds of rules and regulations and taxation, and, you know, the states don't collect tax on these things like they do car rentals and stuff. And I can't see this thing working out too good. But my problem was there was like 35,000 people signed up already renting cars. There's 35,000 people just I'll bring my car over and give it to you.
Just a little crazy.
And I'll just count on you bringing it back. I mean, it's fucked. The world.
Yeah, and world is crazy. You know, you get in an accident and take off. I mean, what's your insurance? I mean, car insurance would go insane. I mean, there's already in my policy, there's already clauses about how I can't, you know, basically be an Uber or a Lyft driver without increasing my insurance. And if they knew that I was renting my car out to every Tom's, Dick is Harry out there, they would not be happy.
And Tom's, you should shave your dick. Okay. Because CB said so. Hey, we're not going to get a chance to do this story. I just want to throw in there. Melania Trump is scoring making bank from the third salacious article about her, this time from a British tabloid magazine that said a bunch of lying bullshit, trying to prove that she came here illegally and stuff and all this kind of crap, which is all crap. And so she's collecting money.
The thing about that is in England,
I'm just wondering how come Obama never collected money on the Kenya stuff.
In England, whatever you say, even if it's protected, even if it's not true, what you have to do is prove that it's damaging. So you can lie all you want about someone.
You can lie all you want about someone, but you can't call them a name because they really don't have free speech in England.
I understand. But the plaintiff, the person who's objecting to whatever it is, has to prove that it damaged them, not that it wasn't true. Just because it's not true is not prima facie
evidence.
She's
damages three times. She's collected three checks now.
Well, I'm just saying, then her case in England must have been hugely strong because those libel laws are so much weaker than they are in the United States.
Well, the final story we're going to get to tonight is Off the Hook Radio Health News, because we care about your health.
Okay, cool.
All right. Apparently smoking weed might be drying up your vagina.
Well, I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Slim was talking about weed being legal everywhere and stuff, but then we're gonna have a lot of dry pussy. Dr. Julia Holland talks about the benefits of using coconut oil as a lube when marijuana leaves you dry. Coconut oil makes good lube, whether you're dry or not. And it tastes good too. But weed makes me horny. I used to think it was because I've dated so many stoners. I've just trained myself to associate the skunky smell with sex, but it turns out there's science behind it. The right strain can help you feel more relaxed, more sensual, connected to your partner, which is great for an anxious nutcase like the author. When the author spoke to Julia Holland, author of the must-read book called Moody Bitches, The truth about drugs you're taking, the sleep you're missing, the sex you're not having, and what's really making you crazy. That is way too long a title. I was shocked and sad to learn that the side effect of smoking marijuana can be a dry vagina. Sorry, stoner chicks. It's a phenomenon that's been brought to light on internet forums and dubbed cotton vajayjay on the Urban Dictionary. Because marijuana is still a class one drug, limited research has been done on the subject. But just as allergy medicines can dry up your vag, thanks to your mucous membranes, pot can also do the same. So Dr. Holland recommends coconut oil for chicks who like to smoke weed before sex.
Does she know this by personal experience?
She's done research.
Okay, so she does. Well, good for her.
Yeah. Slim, do you know anything about this?
Not until I...
Is your vagina dry?
Mine's not. My asshole, maybe, but not my vagina.
TMI.
Oh, God. Hanging up now. Is it bleached?
That's what I was just going to say. It's just from the anal bleaching. Sorry.
Now, the higher CBD strains are more pro-sexual than the higher THC strains. Explain that, marijuana guru.
I can't. I don't know. I don't know all of the...
So which strains have more CBD? Because that's what I want.
I'm not really sure because
I want the Viagra weed.
Well, if you go to the marijuana store, couldn't you ask them that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I'm in Colorado like once every 2 years. Come on.
Well, I'm just saying you could ask them.
That's going to be legal everywhere.
I didn't read this story before I was in Colorado over Thanksgiving.
No, CB, don't, because you're going to have to scan your driver's license, and you know that could screw your life up with your job. Don't do it.
My job? I don't do anything.
Well, but it still could. That's one of the things people don't realize. I do have a song I want to close with. Not that it's important. We don't have to get to
it. That's okay. No, close with the song.
People do have to be careful. Privacy
make me sad. So
people got to be careful going into these pot shops because you do have to scan your driver's license. And if you ever not that they've done this, but don't be surprised that down the road, if you try to apply for a federal job, anybody who scanned a driver's license card at a marijuana dispensary will be not allowed. Or just
Slim,
be careful.
At my age, my next job is Walmart greeter.
I am
too old to be hired by anybody for anything.
I'll just smoke more weed. You won't care.
I know.
Say hi to the kids. Don't forget the...
Hi, Wesley. Hi, LJ.
Don't ever listen to the show.
No, don't ever listen to the show.
Not at all. So...
Hi, new sis.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, next week, we'll get into that. I've been watching... that Masked Singer song on TV. No, I'm not playing a song from that, but one of the judges from the Masked Singer is Robin Thicke. And Robin Thicke had a great song a few years back that I loved, Blurred Lines, but I found a parody, which is even better. It's funny. Have a good night. Okay. See you guys next week.
Everybody get up.
Keep playing it, but my dumbass played the wrong version.
This didn't seem like much of a parody.
Yeah.